some discussion. This is some data that my colleague Amit Goyal sent round as he was polling oncologists. I think we got responses from 20 or so oncologists. He got responses from 150 surgeons, which is, of course, not a reflection of enthusiasm, but the comparative workloads of those two groups. Essentially, if you pose a scenario of a T1 or a T2 patient, the results are not terribly different. Who's node positive on the sentinel node? Chemotherapy decisions, yes or no to chemotherapy, largely not affected by knowledge of number of nodes. Whether you change the chemotherapy type, do you give a taxane or not? That's something us oncologists will debate long and hard. Those decisions are actually modestly affected by knowledge of numbers of nodes. But radiotherapy decisions are significantly affected, particularly SCF, the third field treatment. According to current practice, so this is my colleagues around the UK telling me what they're doing and how they make decisions, particularly in T1 disease, of course, where the threshold for give radiotherapy for post-mastectomy situation would be low. If you know about the nodes and they're positive, it soars. So we, again, need to reflect on this.